McLean County's Board of Health is turning to a veteran staffer to guide its transition to a new county health department director. Tammy Brooks will serve as interim director, overseeing the department with 85 employees and a $9 million budget. She's worked for the department nearly 20 years, most recently as director of clinical services, which oversees immunizations. Brooks tells GLT's Eric Stock she was surprised the board tapped her for the interim post.
I suppose the surprise came because I'm fairly new in the on the administrative team. So I guess I was just thinking I may not be considered just because my experience is a little less than some of my my other team members.
So this gives you a little time to sort of bring yourself up to speed for this position as you prepare to take over on June 1st when Camille Rodriguez becomes the county administrator. Interim directors are largely there to sort of maintain status quo, keep things afloat. How would you say the department is functioning now as Camille Rodriguez leaves after a nearly two-year stint here?
Well, we have already started to see some of those transitions happen as she's preparing for her new role and spending as much time as she can with the current administrator. So we've already seen some transitions happen. So I think we are adjusting well. One thing I will say is that Ms. Rodriguez has built such a strong administrative team in the time that she's been here, that they really are a firm foundation of what the health department stands for and what we do on a daily basis.
When she accepted the role of McLean County Administrator, she spoke of culture change as part of her role here, looking back on her time and seeking more data-driven solutions. How has that played itself out in the last 2 years?
It did include a lot of changes for us. We were asked to think differently than we had before, to report things differently than we had before. So what her and the administrative team did was they came up with a vision for us and a mission, which in the past our mission was probably two paragraphs long. And Ms. Rodriguez and the administrative team actually narrowed our mission down to four words: protect and promote health, which really does sum up what we do in public health.
So how does that play itself out? How does that focus affect what you do?
So it's been really good to have something that's a little easier to focus on. When I referenced that two paragraph, you know, former mission statement, that was a little bit harder to wrap your head around. Now we have a very focused mission and vision, and as well as a very detailed strategic plan. So that allows us to stay on track with the work that has been done over the last year and a half so that we can just kind of maintain our focus on continuing to move forward.
What is the biggest health concern that we have in McLean County right now? Would it be mental health, where the county has certainly put considerable resources in the last few years?
We are actually largely focusing on mental health services. We do know that there are so many people in our community and in society that do have behavioral or mental health concerns that they're dealing with. So we want to work on finding adequate resources for them. So that's really been a big focus for us over the last year.
What would you say the department needs most now, going forward, whether you become or whoever steps into that administrator role permanently?
I would say that one of the most important things right now is something that Ms. Rodriguez did sort of give to us in our new sort of slogan type thing. She said, business as usual. You know, just keep moving forward, business as usual. With or without me, our strategic plan is the same. Our mission is the same. Our vision is the same. Keep moving in a forward direction.
And this is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock with Tammy Brooks, who is the McLean County Interim Director of Public Health. Now, the County Board of Health had signed a contract with the Center for Human Services to help fund emergency crisis intervention through the end of the year. That had initially been a stopgap when CHS had to stop accepting new clients because their funding had been cut. Is this the new model going forward, and is that sustainable if the county is going to continue to fund that?
So I'll kind of generalize my response to that. Moving forward, the county is taking some actions to stay in better communications with all of the grantees, maybe monthly check-ins to see how things are going, looking at the types of services provided, perhaps financial records on more of a regular basis to kind of maybe prevent us getting to a place where we recently visited, where there were some issues with communication and whatnot.
Is this to prevent having to become a constant source of funding, be it for CHS or be it elsewhere, to enable these programs to be more self-sustaining?
So So I'm fairly new in this conversation, so I may not have the best answer for you like someone else might. But what I've picked up so far is that we're really trying to standardize care that is given to residents of our community and to standardize the oversight of the programs as well as funding.
And this building has been set up as the temporary site for the mental health triage, the site for crisis evaluation, telepsychiatry, and those with mental health illness. So I understand that's not quite ready yet, but what do you envision as a long-term home for that site?
So you are correct. It hasn't taken place yet. There hasn't been any movement in the building as far as making room for those programs. But what a wonderful way to sort of capture an all-encompassing provision of services in one place. We could offer many of the health department services to people who would come in for the triage, into the triage setting. So we're just really looking forward to partnering with those additional programs and hopefully providing a broader spectrum of services to those in our community.
How would you gauge how effective it is?
I think at this point, I'm not sure of any ways to gauge the effectiveness. I think time will tell. We'll get those programs kind of implemented, up and running, and then go from there to see how programs are working together.
That is McLean County Interim Health Department Director Tammy Brooks with GLT's Eric Stock. The Board of Health plans to fill the permanent post by October.